Good morning. This is the Charleston Daily Brief for Wednesday, September 9th. Charleston County leaders are weighing an $11 million bond to fund upgrades at the James Island Public Service District. The money would go toward a new fire station 4, a debris storage yard, and a renovation of the Firefighter Wellness Center. Voters will ultimately decide whether to approve the bond. The Charleston County Public Library has partnered with the Low Country Literacy Project to launch a free collection of decodable books. The books are available at the Otranto Library in North Charleston and are aimed at helping young, struggling readers. Families can pick up the materials at no cost to support children learning to read. Charleston County Council is considering new rules for short-term rentals that would require owners to list every sleeping area on their permit applications. That includes spaces that are not bedrooms, and owners would also need to provide parking for each guest. The council wants clearer tracking of who is staying in rental properties. The Charleston River Dogs took Game 1 of the Carolina Lakes South Division Series on Tuesday night. They beat the Hickory Crawdads 9-8 in 10 innings at LP Front Stadium. The win puts the River Dogs ahead in the series. A 25-year-old Mount Pleasant man has pleaded guilty to shooting at a moving vehicle. Vanail Moorhead told the court he was paranoid from using mushrooms when he fired at an SUV on Highway 17. He admitted to discharging the firearm at the occupied vehicle. Charleston County is still trying to collect payment 5 years after a driveway was paved on protected greenbelt land. The paving happened near Copahee Sound, and the county is seeking repayment from the Askew family. Council members are pressing for the debt to be resolved. Doctors at Novant Health in Mount Pleasant are encouraging people to get their flu shots before sickness sets in. They say this season should be no worse than usual, though it may last longer. Getting vaccinated early gives the best chance of staying healthy through the season. Seasonable temperatures are expected today, with Charleston area highs near 87 degrees and breezy conditions. There is a high risk of rip currents at low country beaches, and minor tidal flooding is expected at Charleston Harbor. Beachgoers should stay cautious in the water. Tonight, The Reckoning plays at the Charleston Poorhouse starting at 6 in the evening. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to stay up to date at charlestondailybrief.com.